Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, especially by me. Really healthy and darn sexy people. Woohoo! I'm home again! Miracles, do they ever cease? Oh my goodness. It's been, I'm telling you, anybody that wants a testimony to this work, just look at my life. I can't tell you about it yet, but I just got pinned for a big film with an actress that I've wanted to work with, and it's a comedy, and once it's a fait accompli, I'll share it with you. And I'm finishing at least this episode of 911 this week, and just creating lots of great things, getting closer to bringing Bupalapaloo into a series. And it's a good time, guys. It's a good time. It's challenging to stay balanced. And, you know, that's a big part of it, a really big part of it. So always, always claim the balance, okay? So important. Nature is always looking to regain the balance of itself everywhere. So that's why we balance the energy. Okay, woo! Our genetics webinar is this Wednesday. Oh my gosh, it's going to be really exciting. I hope you're going to be there. You know, the more you come, the more you bring in, and the more we break open. So there's some incredibly interesting, well, they want to give you something right now. Okay, are we going to a core belief? This page here. I cannot create with other energy. Okay, so we're actually going to the opposite of that. Well, all right, this is what they want you to know. You have to create with other energy, and you have to create what you want and your focus with other energy. So hanging on genetically to old belief systems, including those about physical health in our life, it is creating with other energy, but in a limiting way. You want to expand out into the creation of what you want and what your focus is. So, in other words, alcoholism, heart disease, any kind of addiction, any kind of disease does not run in the family from a universal or energetic point of view, but it very much does from a belief point of view. That's why this webinar is so important. Okay, then again, guys, I urge you to get the e-blast because there's so much coming in between. Like I wrote an e-blast about genetic relationships that was really interesting. Once I create the intention for the webinar, information starts coming in. So please sign up for my e-blast is basically what I'm trying to say. And today they wanted to talk about the genetic balance of masculine and feminine energy. And the first thing that came in after they gave me the subject was that you saw this playing out in the recent elections. That you saw the balance of feminine, which is heart-driven, instinct-driven, intuition-driven, with the power of creation, of literally bringing it into manifestation. We know we have to have a balance of both of them working together to create we want about anything. But I thought that was really, and when I stopped to think about it, I went, yeah, this election started out as male-driven, and I'm talking about, let me use the word masculine-driven. Remember, I'm not talking about men and women here. I'm talking about energy. The masculine energy was very prevalent and had the intention of directing this election. And then the feminine energy came in and said, no, we're going to do this with you. And it changed a lot of things. I just thought that was fascinating. Would never have occurred to me if the channel hadn't pointed it out. But once it did point it out, I really get it. So then it took me to core belief number 7, which is I'm not supposed to be here. And I don't belong. A lot of the people in the world believe that we don't belong in the balance of masculine and feminine energy. That is changing. And almost overnight, they're saying right now, in this moment. So let us all come forward and claim I am the balance of masculine, feminine energy in all energy and in all creation. And so it is. In the past, love has equaled weakness. Softness has equaled weakness. Compassion has equaled weakness. And that's because the feminine energy, well, it wasn't lying dormant, but it allowed itself to be suppressed. And it has now woken up. Well, and you know, I don't get political on this show, but what the channel is saying to me is largely because of the abortion issue. Okay, then it took me to core belief 52 around feminine energy. I know I deserve it, but I am afraid to ask for it. Well, that is the case no longer. Feminine energy has come forward now to say, I am in harmony and in balance with masculine energy. I am as powerful as masculine energy, and we work together for the highest point of creation. We must define our I am presence as the balance of masculine and feminine within our hologram. Now, let me speak about holograms, because that's really been up for me this week in working on redirecting a lot of the things. I was told by the channel to redirect within my hologram, and your hologram, and the easiest way I can explain it is your three-dimensional light waves. Okay, that's really all you need to understand, they're saying. If you've ever gone on the Haunted Mansion ride, you've seen at Disneyland, you've seen a lot of holograms. Well, our energy is holographic also. And so within the hologram of who we are claiming, directing. My I am presence is the balance of masculine and feminine energy within my hologram. And so it is. Okay, is there anything else, channel? They gave me two things right before we came on. So we can go to the callers. Yes, we can go to the callers. Have your questions ready, please. We're going to start with Susan is busting at the seams here. Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, honey.
Hi. I have a chest cold, and I'm wondering, okay, I never get sick. I'm taking care of it. I'm good. I'm doing really well with everything else. So I'm wondering, what is it that is off balance on me? What do I need to do? Help, please.
Okay. Basically, the cold is about, oh, my God, my life's going so well.
Really? It
yeah.
is going absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, I'm like, oh, my God. And I am doing everything I can. You know,
Okay. All right. So, Susan.
Yeah.
And everybody, because this has been up for me too. We deserve our good. We deserve everything to be easy. We trust when everything is easy in our lives. We accept it. We acknowledge it. We embrace it. And the more good we create, the healthier and wealthier we become.
I have a question.
Okay.
What do I need to do now that I'm already not, if I'm not already doing it? Is there anything?
They just gave it to you, Susan. Just say, hey, I'm not going to grieve over letting my old self go.
Good.
Because cold and congestion is grief. I'm not grieving over breaking out into a greater me. I'm embracing it, and I know I deserve it, and I'm going to feel great when I receive all my good.
I have been doing the work diligently.
Okay, well, this is a part that you weren't aware of. So,
okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay. And also, guys, you know the words they give me? And I thought they were mine. I don't want you and I don't need you. So you can go away now.
I love
it. Just tell your cold, I don't want you and I don't need you. I'm embracing all my good and being energized from it and accepting it and acknowledging it.
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. Thank you, darling. Okay, Miss Patricia in Alabama, you're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is specifically from Spirit entering into January 2024.
23.
What? I'm sorry. Look, I'm already a
year ahead. Yeah, let's not get a year ahead of ourselves here, Patricia.
Thank you, 23. When it comes to love, what specifically do I need to know or prepare for?
You need to live more in the moment, Patricia. That's the first thing that came in. You see, you're
okay.
Looking so far ahead, you even skipped a year. Live in the moment. Guys, everything you create right now in this moment that we're talking. And the next moment, and the next moment. You don't create it 2 months out there. You create it right now in the moment that you are living presently in. So the more conscious and present you are in each individual moment and aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs, directing them in that moment with love, you create magnificently. And if you do that every day, then there's a flow that happens that you just continually stay in. I know I'm living it. Do you understand?
Beautiful.
Patricia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You keep looking to the future going, well, what if? Well, what if? Well, what if? No. Be in the moment right now, knowing you are whole, complete, perfect, happy, healthy, wealthy right now. Now, your mind goes, well, screw that. I don't feel that. And that's the challenge, guys. You've got to get a handle on your mind and go, look, we're creating this in this moment. So you're coming along with my direction, coming along with yours. You got it?
Yes.
All
yes.
Righty, baby cakes.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Oh, just feel how much I love all of you. I love you so much. Okay, Ms. Robin in California. Whoops, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Pretty fab, baby.
It sounds like it. Actually, I'm thinking this morning you're my inspiration. You are my inspiration.
Well, thank you.
So I have been doing the setting my day. Interesting, this morning I added the balance of masculine, feminine, and child into my meditation.
Interesting.
And then my pendulum went crazy when you said something about creating energy with other people, other energy.
Robin and everybody, what we need to know is we create with other energy through our own choice and direction, not through theirs.
Right. Okay.
Okay. That's where everybody's getting a little flippy floppy. So that's why the channel has explained it. Anytime you go into reaction, you are out of creation because you are reacting to energy outside of what you want to create.
So very true. Very, very true.
Okay.
So if I'm creating a business for women that requires collaboration and trust, the place I'm...
You got to trust yourself, Robin. If you don't trust yourself to magnetize the people to you that will joyfully and successfully create with you, then you're not doing your job. And they're going to the three pillars again in the book Born. Guys, it's so important. I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. And the one you're falling out on the most is how you see the world seeing you.
Oh, my God, that's so true.
So do you see people who are looking at you going, oh, my God, I want to collaborate with her. I want to help her bring this dream to fruition. I want to work with her. So are you, Robin?
No, yes, and then...
Are you there?
I'm not. Okay.
Oh, dear. What happened? Robin?
Oh, did I lose you?
Stephen, are you on? Because weird things came on my computer. Oh, God.
I can hear you.
What is going on?
I can hear you. You can't hear
Everybody can hear you just fine.
Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, everybody can hear you just fine.
I can hear you.
Oh, I bet she muted herself.
Oh, am I muted? Hello? Can you hear me?
Everything is down. Okay, Stephen. Yeah. Okay, Stephen.
Stop pressing your mute button.
I didn't. I haven't been pressing anything.
We're here.
Okay.
Going.
I don't know. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah. So, Robin. Robin. Yes. Can you hear me? All right.
I can.
Did you hear everything I gave you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You've got to see, you've got to see a world that wants to respond to you, everybody.
Yeah.
You've got to choose that. I'm going to choose. It's like, you know, when I act, a director sometimes will say to me, well, what if we do it from this perspective? Which changes the whole intention of the scene. I'm telling you, live your life from the perspective that all energy wants to work and create with you.
Yep.
Then you are implementing the balance of masculine and feminine energy. Okay?
Amen. Gotcha. Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Robin. Mr. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, D. Well, the last caller, I think, answered my question that I had.
Yeah, there's a part B, though. There's a part B. What did you want to ask?
Well, to share something, and it has to do with you, me, and Mary, because Mary talked to me on Thursday evening, and she shared with me something that had to do with me with regards to I have the power within me. There's been a lot, like this past week has been a really growing week for me.
Good.
I discovered that I've always been, when I was younger, I subconsciously blocked it. I am an angelic medium.
Andrew, let me tell you something, and let me say this to everybody, as we all are. We are all part of the one energy. And in that one energy is the energy that we have labeled angels and guides and devils. And it is how you define yourself which gives you the power to channel and intuit your own life. So if you say, I'm still trying to be a channel, or how do I want to be a channel, you're never going to be a channel. It's a true statement, Andrew, that you finally accepted that you are. Now, embrace it with gusto instead of any kind of fear.
Okay.
Okay. Did I answer your question?
I think you did. I didn't even realize. I think you did. Yeah, thank you.
Well, the channel's saying I did. What?
I'll talk to you another time. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Okay.
And it's great news on your acting front. Thank you.
Ah, thank you, baby. Thank you. Okay, and we're going to Pat in Connecticut. You're on.
Yes, see, absolutely. Congratulations for you. It sounds intuitively, it sounds really exciting. So I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really floating. What can I answer for you, baby?
My dog went through a pretty bad crisis, which actually got some kind of more attention from the vet, which was good, but there are many issues we're looking at, laryngeal paralysis, but I'm wondering if his brain needs to be rewired. He is famished all the time, and I'm wondering if it was because he was on prednisone a couple of years ago where the same thing happened, and if he just never got out of that loop. He starts this.
No. Okay. And guys, they want to remind you that our pets pick up our energy and match our energy. And so they want to give you what you can get into alignment within yourself to help your dog. Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Gosh, it's a silly thing. It doesn't have a name. I'd have to sing it.
Okay, go ahead.
Hutsut rolls on the river and so on.
Okay. No, I got it. So that's a song of non-completion.
Of what?
Non-completion. And so on, so on, so on. Right?
Oh.
That's not creating. Nobody knows where on the river they're going if they're going in so on, so on, so on. Pat.
Oh, I thought it meant that the good energy is just continuing on and on and on. That was my interpretation.
Well,
it was
the channel.
Happy...
Yes, okay. It is a happy song. And a lot of really, really, really happy people create without knowing it. They want you to create more consciously.
Yeah, okay. This today's show is really good regarding this.
And that's kind of a representation of your little doggy. He's being unconscious about his eating and his needing.
Okay.
He needs...
It's his birthday today, by the way. He's 14 today. Yay!
Oh, my goodness, 14. Well,
yay.
He's lived an incredibly full, great, loving life. You know he's not going to be around forever, Pat. You know that, right?
Well, I keep adding years, telling him. I keep pushing the years back that I want him to live till. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, I know, baby, but that's not respecting when he's ready to leave.
I know, and I include that, too. I'm very aware of
watching, seeing
if he's sending signs.
So let's just start with the statement, I am filled up.
I am filled up.
And that's for you as much as it is for him.
Okay.
All right. I love that. Let's all claim that. I am filled up. Yeah.
Filled up. Anything else he needs with the health crisis before I go?
That's the right question, and I get a no.
Good.
All right.
Can I
love that little sucker. Thank you, Pat. Okay, we're going to Janet in California.
Good morning, my dear. How are
you? Good morning, my dear. Pretty fab.
Sounds like it. Okay, so Susan may have given me my answer, but it's been a really tough week. The car broke down. I got some money.
Hold on a minute, Janet. Because when
yes,
you said, hold on, everybody's balance, is anybody switched? When you said it's been a really tough week, it goes right to no. And what
okay.
they're saying, what they're saying is you kind of get off on tough weeks. And boy, can I identify with that.
Beautiful. Yeah,
okay.
I ended up with COVID, my dear. I've got COVID. And I had prided myself in not catching COVID.
Okay,
so
and what is the energetic meaning behind COVID? Do you remember?
Yes, it that we have no control.
There you go.
Kind of correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Bye.
So when yeah. stuff starts coming at you, like your car breaking down, you go into reaction, which takes you out of control, which takes you out of creation, and your body goes, okay, I'm going to show you what you're doing.
Part of the car breaking down is I had to walk to another place. And what was interesting is when I was walking back, I thought, you know what, I'm walking down the street, Dee. I can handle this. The universe is on my side. We're going to manage this. And I literally stepped on a rock and fell at that moment. So,
well, what does that tell you? What does that,
you know?
Come on. That belief is right in front of you. So the more I have a belief that the more I believe I handle things, I fall.
Yes, 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 yes. The more I'm ahead of it, the more I step into my power, the more I have no control.
Yes. So that's
right?
the belief you have
yeah.
to redirect.
All right.
The smoother my life goes, the happier
yes.
I am, the more everything is created for me. I walk smoothly and joyfully and happily in love through this life. Okay.
Thank you, because
yep.
I wasn't getting there, dear.
Well,
beautiful.
That was a good recap for me, too, Miss Janet. Thank you for that.
You're very
welcome. Okay,
well.
Yeah, well, I'm loving this show. Lena in Oklahoma, you're on, babe.
Hey, honey.
Hi, babe.
So it's been an interesting week for me.
Yes. You lost your mommy, right?
Yeah, and then one of my cats has pancreatitis. And I know she's mirroring something from within me, which it all comes back to, what have I defined love as? Because.
Well, weirdly enough, they want to go to the body book around pancreatitis for your cat. This is a first. Hold on. These books are so, so, so big here. I don't usually use them on this. Okay, we're going here, anywhere else on another, no. Love incompetent. They are having difficulties in integrating and expressing love. And they want to stop there. So, There is no limit, guys. There is no stopping your love because a loved one passes. Okay? And again, our job is to honor their decision. They're free. They don't care about all this junk on the physical realm anymore. They're free. They're happy. We'll never understand why they chose this particular moment, but they did choose this particular moment. And so you're being invited just to integrate and express all the love to your mom that you did and maybe you didn't give her during this lifetime. And to your kitty. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not getting anything else. So I know you can do that, Lena. You know how to do that, don't you?
For my kitty, yeah. Give her lots of pets and lots of love and play with her.
Well, yeah, but your kitty is also picking up your energy. So the more you can go to your love place and just say, here, mommy, here's my love place, and you represent my love place, and I'm giving this love to you. Then you respond, and your kitty responds.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Is there anything? I'm not getting anything else, Lena. All right, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you.
Stay in your knowing. You bet.
Okay.
All right. Claudette in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm great, sexy. How are you?
I love that. I took your course in the beginning of October, and we spoke for a moment, and you gave me a genetic belief statement that I'd really like to share with the group because it's been so powerful for me.
Sure.
Okay, so the statement is, I direct any and all sense memories located in my mind, brain, body, water, and energy that are holding me back from living my full potential in any way to be released now.
Beautiful.
I release you now. I command that you are released from all of my energy so that I may move forward in excitement, love, and the power of my own creation. And so it is.
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful statement, Claudette.
So listening to your introduction, I was wondering, towards the end there, adding the word balance. So maybe I may move forward in balance, excitement, love, and the power of my own creation.
It's fine if you want to add that. They're saying
okay.
The direction that they gave you creates that balance.
Okay.
And if you are called to do that, then that's exactly what you should do. That's your intuition talking to yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Good question.
And then when you were talking about the divine masculine and feminine, I see the divine masculine as like the action, the builder, the strength, the
yes.
protection. And then the divine feminine is the creative force, the dreamer, the nurturer, the architect.
That's true, but they don't like protector.
Okay.
There's nothing we need to be protected from because
okay,
there
great.
Is no negative energy. Okay? So...
So
the male doesn't have to protect the female. Keep using the wrong words. The masculine does not have to protect the feminine. The feminine does not have to protect the masculine. They both need to be complete within themselves and work together in harmony. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that one word, it didn't quite land right.
Yeah.
As I was trying to put
yeah.
this into words. So,
but that's
yeah,
what we've
very
been
good.
Taught. You know, we've been taught that.
Right.
And we.
And strength and weakness and, right.
Well, and that men have to protect their women, right? I mean,
right.
that's such an old, old, old white male standard that the world is moving out of now.
Well,
all
I just
energy
had a beautiful example of this. My mom is, you know, older. She loves to drive. She has no fear of driving or anything. She was leaving my daughters in Koreatown in L.A., and she had never been there before. Was trying to work her way back to the freeway. Some police activity got rerouted. She got disoriented. She stops, asks. She had to find a man to ask for directions. And he gave her directions and told her to go north on a freeway she should have gone south on. And as she's going along, she's like, this doesn't look right. I think I should take this. No, he said that. And she stayed with it till she ended up in Ventura before she would finally believe that her instincts were right.
Yep. Oh, my God. Been there so many times. So many times, Claudette. And I literally...
But a man told me, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's, and men are telling women what to do with their bodies now. You know, not okay.
Right.
When you lose the right to choose anything that you want to create, you lose your right of creation. Creation is choice, guys. You cannot create without choice. Thank you, baby. That was fun. Thank you. Oh, let's get her off here. Okay, we are going to Miss Janice in New Jersey. Hi. Whoops, now you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. I want to give a testimony.
Woo!
I want to give testimony for your privates. I'll tell a little background story, and it's difficult, and I also realize that stories are okay to tell if they're bad is when you come out of it, when you've got a solution. Otherwise, you're just, you know, you're being a victim.
Yep.
So, yeah. So anyway, I have two daughters, and I lost the youngest one 4 years ago to a drug overdose. And at that time, I had a cool relationship with her older sister. It got a little bit better after my younger one passed for a little while. And then it's like she did a 180, my older daughter, and she just, I was shocked. I was stunned. Basically, she cut me off and accused me of things that I had no idea where this was coming from. So I was in a really, really bad place. And because of also what she had done, I effectively lost contact also with my grandchildren. So I reached out to Dee, and we did a year of the privates, and I was going through grief. I allowed myself to grieve, but every single day I focused on a good place, even if it was 10 minutes. And sometimes I would think of good times with my daughters, and that would bring me to grief. So I said, that's not a good place to be. So I found something simpler, just like when I was little and I was in nature and so on and so forth.
Yep.
And also during this time, you know, at certain moments, I continued to reach out to my older daughter and, you know, crickets chirping, no response. And this went on for 2 years. And I just refused to see myself as a victim. I won't say that there weren't times that I didn't feel sorry for myself, but I knew I could not live in that energy if I was going to turn it around.
Good.
And I learned things that were going on in her life because she continued to be a Facebook friend, and so I would know certain things. But even if I said something or just even an emoji or anything on Facebook, no response. And then this summer, I said something on Facebook, and she answered me.
Good.
Yes. So
that's how you, when you align your energy, all energy around you will respond if you keep consistent with it.
Yes. So I'm just offering this to anyone who's in a really dark place, because clearly it took a lot of time, but if you do the work, your life, well, even during this time, I don't want to say, you know, I mean, I did good things for myself during this whole time, you know.
You bet.
Yes. So I have a question about just before, you know, my daughter did respond to me, I learned that my granddaughter had developed an inflammation in her brainstem, and there was some discussion maybe she had MS. She seems to be fine now. I am wondering if that event maybe was like my granddaughter feeling all of this other stuff going on between us and her way of maybe triggering something with her mom. And also, how is she? Is this totally resolved?
I get that's the right question. And she was picking up the energy, and she is very much a part. Actually, they're saying that's why she came in, is to be the peacekeeper between everybody. God, going to my big yes, Janice. And they want to energetically give you the core belief behind whatever that inflammation is. Here. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Aww.
Is what she was feeling. I don't think I have enough energy to bring this into harmony, bring this into peace, right? So mm-hmm. I would suggest you just to go to your love place and talk to her through love and say, you did a fabulous job. It's not your responsibility anymore. You and me and your mom are all coming together.
Yes.
I'm doing the work. You have enough energy now. Go just be your happy self and live your life.
Ah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything higher? Any other subject? No, that's it. Okay, Janice?
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to add one little thing that you shared with me during our private time was also that we got to the fact that this did stem from a long line of betrayal in my matriarchal line.
Yeah.
And so it's been healed.
Clear that from your hologram.
Yes.
You know?
Will do.
That there is always a strong connection. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Understanding and love throughout all of the feminine energy within the family arc. That's an interesting word. Okay?
Yes.
Claiming the symbol, formula, violet, flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Thank you, darling.
Chills throughout my body. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that was great for all of us. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Every show I go, oh my gosh, this show, what an amazing show. Let's say it together loud and proud. Come on. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network,
Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.